Administrative Finance Committee for January 12th. I'd like to recognize in the room, Councilmember Diller, Councilman Spiles, Councilman Holly, Councilman Street, Councilman Sheldon, Councilman Patrick, Councilman Weiner. So I believe we have enough for quorum, and we're going to move to the approval of the minutes of the 8th of December 2015 Administrative Finance Committee meeting minutes.
Motion approved.
I have a motion approved in second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed. The minutes of the Finance Committee December 8th, 2015 are approved. Moving under other resolutions, Resolution 16-018, approving a refund of a duplicate tax payment on 6525 Lancaster Pike. And this is in the amount of $50,408.37. Anything over $20,000 must come before council by resolution for approval. I see we have our CFO, the county here, Mike Coop. Could you just give us a little detail on this?
Yes, Councilman. Actually, I don't have that ordinance with me, but I believe it was a duplicate.
Duplicate payment.
Right on the
settlement? It was just a duplicate tax payment paid by the parcel, people that own the parcel, plus like the office also paid it. So it was paid for by the same thing.
And that address is the represents the apartment complex now?
I'm not sure if that's the apartment complex, or is that where the Pathmark used to be? I'm not sure.
Yes, sir. Councilman Smiley.
As I usually do, trying to do my due diligence, I looked it up on the parcel view, and it's in Hocassin, and it's actually a commercial parcel with Lancaster Realty LLC showing as the current owner as of 2007.
Okay.
But it's a duplicate payment. It was paid by the same company by two different divisions within the same company.
Okay. Any comments, questions for members of council? All right. Moving along on ordinances, we have none. We're going to move along on another very short agenda today, new year. Other Newcastle County grant requests. And bringing that up on my tablet. All right. We're going to move to Newcastle County Department of Community Services, summer youth employment for two youths. Councilman Smiley.
Yeah, in keeping with what I do with the grant money that's afforded to the 7th District, this is to the Newcastle County Department of Community Services, and it's just a thing that's going in for the next summer youth employment program. I'm just trying to kind of kick it off, get it started.
Would you like to make a motion?
Motion to approve $5,000 from the Newcastle County Department of Community Services for the Summer Youth Employment Program.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, the motion is carried. $5,000 during the Summer Youth Employment Program. All right, moving along. MOE Robotics. Council President Bullock is not here. Is there someone that is handling this grant request for him?
I will move it for him, make a motion for $1,000 from President Bullock to the MOE Robotics.
Okay, we have a motion and a second for MOE Robotics to receive a grant for $1,000 from Council President Bullock. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Not voting.
All right, the MOE Robotics grant is approved for Council President Bullock. We have another one for Council President Bullock. Councilman Holland, would you like to handle this?
Yes, I'll move that as well. I'll make a motion for $1,000 for AIDS Delaware to assist with their upcoming annual banquet.
We have a motion for $1,000 for the Council President for AIDS Delaware for annual banquet sponsorship. All right, second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Not voting.
Okay, next one is mine. Life Club Surf Association, they're doing a replant, redesign, new landscaping, neighborhood entrance. It's form on a really great neighborhoods in the system. So I'd like to make a motion for $400 to the Micro Circ Association for their neighborhood entry redesign.
Second.
All right, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Not voting.
So the grant is approved for the Wycliffe Civic Association. Moving along, the next one, Newcastle County Division of Police, Councilman Smiley.
Yeah, this is another request for $5,000, goes to the TAPS program to pay for the overtime for the targeted analytical policing, and I think it's timing's relevant, given the presentation we had today, as to the success that the residents of Newcastle County have enjoyed with this.
Okay, we have a motion for a grant for $5,000 to Newcastle County Division of Police.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, the grant's approved for that $5,000 for Division of Police of County, and you're doing a great job.
Thank you, sir.
So Brandywine High School Senior AFRICOM Committee, Councilman Weiner.
Thank you. This is a repeat request. The AFRICOM Committee provides an alcohol-free event for students who attend the prom. The AFRICOM is held at the Stratosphere Trantlin Park as of last year. And I was asked again to give $2,500. I think I'm going to cut that back to $1,500. Because they've gotten $2,500 for a number of years under, so my motion is for $1,500.
I would like to help you find that.
Great.
Okay, so, all right, we have a motion on table for a grant for $2,000, $1,500 from Councilman Wyatt, and $500 from myself to the Brandywine High School Senior After Prom Committee. All those, I have a motion and a second. Have a motion? Second.
Second.
All right, motion is second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Not voting.
Okay, grant is approved for Brandywine High School Senior After Prom Committee. All right, next one. AFGR, the Air Force Junior ROTC, Delaware 943, Air Force Reserve Officer Corps, Training Corps of Glasgow High School. Councilman Tackett is not here. Who is going to be? All right. All right,
okay.
We'll move to the last one. Delaware Music School, Music School of Delaware, excuse me. Councilman Weiner.
Thank you. I don't have a copy of the grant. Does anybody have it?
Yeah.
Councilman Weiner.
Thank you. This is a first-time request from 501c3. Used to be the Wilmington Music School. It's now Music School of Delaware. They run a program where 30% of their music instruction are for scholarships. And it behooves us to support music and the arts. So I'm going to support this. I do want to state that I am a board member. So having said that, I don't know if that means I shouldn't vote or I'll recuse.
All right, we have a motion for a $2,500 grant from the Music School of Delaware for an amount of $2,500 on the Captain Miranda sponsorship. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right, I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Not voting.
Recuse. Councilman Weiner.
Excuse me, Councilman McCarty?
Yes.
Chair, in order to make sure there's no problem with the record, we do acknowledge Councilman Tackett on the record. That way you'll create the quorum necessary to approve the grant.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley. Councilman Tackett was in the room for that vote on the grant for the Music School of Delaware. Okay. And I'd like to recognize he has joined us at the table. With that, Councilman Tackett, your Air Force Reserve Officer Training Corps High School, Glasgow High School grant request.
Great, thank you very much. This documentation is here. I move that, as I believe, this grant is a for $2,500 and does cover, you know, the whole Newcastle County that's running out of the program there. So. any other council members looking to join, but maybe Councilman Dillon is off with $500.
Councilman Dillon?
Yes, I'd like to reduce Mr. Tackett's contribution by $500 by adding $500 for my grant.
Okay. All right, would you like to put that in the form of motions?
Yes. I would like to add $500 to Councilman Tackett's $2,000, making a total grant of $2,500 for the Air Force ROTC at Gladstone.
Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Not voting.
Okay, well, the grant is approved for the Air Force Reserve Officer Training Corps of Glasgow High School, amount of $2,500. $2,000 from Councilman Tackett, $500 from Councilman Dillon. All right, that concludes our grant part of the agenda. Under other, moving along, we have requests. I would like to say Councilman Smiley requested this put on the agenda, which I agree to. And we're going to have a presentation on Garston Trust Funds. I'd like to invite the CFO of the county to the table to talk about it.
Mike Coop, Finance. Good afternoon, everyone, and Happy New Year. Hopefully, it'll be a good one. Yes, I was asked to come and give a brief presentation on a Garston update, and I just want to start off by saying, as of October 31st, 2015, I'll start at that point. The market value of the Garston account was $3,714,997. The activity in November, of course, reflected a withdrawal, net withdrawals of $3,002,458, and it also revealed a market value reduction of $22,335. At the end of December, the December activity reflects net cash contributions of $3,001,994 and a market value reduction of $6,153. Therefore, at the end of December 31st, 2015, the Garston balance is now $3,686,045. And the difference between that and the October is basically the market value reduction. So the $3 million deposit has been moved back to Garston, and it's reflective on the December statements. I don't have copies with me here. But anyway, December 22nd, Wilmington Trust notified us that the funds were received and they initiated the placement of trades.
Can you tell me where the funds came from that went back into the Garston?
Yes. The funds currently invested now in the 6% note were part of our overall investment portfolio with UBS. These funds now will be managed. This $3 million note will be managed by our cash management group. So 6% interest earnings will be included with and deposited with our annual budget numbers.
So it came out of reserves? Is that what you said?
Well, it came out of our overall investment pool. But I know everyone refers to that as reserves, so I would say yes. It's the funds that are currently up with UBS. And
so it's interest that we made up with UBS that we then put back into Garston to make that whole?
Oh, no. We just take part of our investment portfolio.
Oh, okay. Because the day before this was transferred, the CAO told me that they were going to make the Garston Trust whole.
Yes.
That money had come into the county, and they were going to deposit that in the Garston Trust.
Yes, yes. If you followed the flow, you would say, yes, it came out of the investment, okay, it came into the county and then over to Wilmington Trust. That would be the accounting transactions that you would have to do.
Came out of UBS.
Yes.
Over to Newcastle County, because we always get the money that we make on a monthly, quarterly basis. I thought that was reinvested in the money that was in UBS.
No, the interest earnings are budgeted in our annual budget.
The interest earnings from
all county investment. All county investments. Budget. Yes, all county investments.
So we just took that now and we made the Garston Trust whole.
No, we reduced our investment of the funds at UBS by the $3 million.
No. Came out of the reserves at UBS and went back into
Garston.
Garston Trust.
Right.
And that's allowed to be done.
Well, as Garston.
Coming through the council?
Well, it's just an investment. We're investing funds. The funds.
And Garston Trust is still with Wilmington Trust?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And, you know, the funds with UBS, whatever the number, if it was 94 million, it would show as 91 now because those 3 million are being managed by Newcastle County, and therefore we're not paying any management fees on those.
I want to recognize Councilman Smalley had a question, and Councilman Hall.
Can I ask one?
Yeah, I'm going, when you're done.
Okay. So Garston Trust being whole now managed through Wilmington Trust, we are no longer under the 6%. We are whatever it makes or doesn't make will be transferred over here.
Yes, Garston, yes, yes. Yes, Garston is invested in following their investment policies. That's what Wilmington Trust assured us. Yes. Everything will be the same.
Councilman
Smalley. Yeah. I don't have a question. I do have a comment. Not that it's really anybody's issue but mine. But I'm somewhat disappointed in the way this took place in that the county executive approached me a while back with the scenario of replenishing the Garston Trust from the reserve account, i.e. investments. While I would not and did not commit that I supported that act, the conversation was I felt that if that was to be done, it needed to be done legislatively through the council, whether required by law or not, and that the legislation should clearly state where it was coming from, where it was going, and that all profits related thereto, being the 6%, would be returned back to the originating account where the funds were coming from, as well as when the timeline was up, 3-5 years, where it was, for the $3 million to be returned to county, that would also go back to the same account. He had agreed that that would be the path forward, and again, it's like deja vu that it's been done and that hasn't been done in the open atmosphere that I had envisioned.
So. Councilman Hollins and Councilman Kilpatrick.
But it seems to me that County Council has been blindsided again, the second time, with the county executive using this money unilaterally as if it's his personal bank account. I'm very disturbed by this. The county executive also said that he would not invest $3 million without council's consent. He did it anyway. Now he's also said to some members of council that it would come through the legislative branch before any money was moved back to Garston. Now we're learning today he has done it anyway. And the fact of the matter is the $3 million that was given to the Delaware Board of Trade, there's been no accountability whatsoever. This body was never given any financial information regarding the Delaware Board of Trade, what funds they have, what their balance sheet looks like. All we were told was that there's this somewhat of a platform that would guarantee this money. Now this money has essentially just disappeared while the county executive has unilaterally played games with the public funds. I'm very offended by this. I don't know when this council is going to rise to the occasion. It seems to me that it's about time that we may have to go and get our own attorney to look into these shenanigans. It's going far too far to keep moving money around in this fashion unilaterally with all these questions about this. All the questions that came about from the Delaware Board of Trade, okay, I've done it already. Now we're hearing that, okay, I just took the money from the reserves. Now it's being managed by UBS. Well, UBS money went to Wilmington Trust. What about the original $3 million? There's no question about that, no answers about that whatsoever. And now money has just been moved around to satisfy what I believe was a gigantic mistake that was unilaterally done by the county executive of this county. And we as county council members are going to sit here and just listen to this nonsense over and over and over again. I'm sick and tired of it.
I think you have made an excellent point. Councilmember Kilpatrick and Councilman Streeter.
Thank you. And going back to something that Councilman Holland said, there were two of us in the county executive's office at one point when we were trying to get votes changed, and what was said in there was that he, the county executive, would be willing to come over and talk to council because there were things that we did not understand when we took our first vote. He asked that I hold an economic development meeting because he felt it came under that category, which I scheduled and which they did not come to. Along with that, what he said is he was going to send over an ordinance. He was going to send it over to Councilman Sheldon because of the parks connection. He was going to send it over through him, and it would explain how the money was going to be transferred. On top of all of that is my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, that Councilman Smiley sent an email over there and said if an ordinance is going to come over, these are the four items that I want on this. No, you didn't say that to him?
No, I did say it to him. It wasn't an email, it was a face-to-face discussion.
Oh, okay.
Just
and
to
that,
clarify.
That he said pretty much what he said today is that we wanted in that ordinance so that it would be very clear what money was being transferred to where and where the interest of each of those accounts would come so that all of the interest from the 6% and the Garston Trust made whole would not all come to parks or would not all go back into the reserves, but it would be divided up as it was before. So again, we had the meeting, we had no attendance, and we've seen no ordinance.
And I think it's time for us to get a lawyer to look into this. It's going far too far, far too often. We continue to sit here and allow this to happen. And I just think that it's driving this county, the resources of this county, into a deep hole. And all of the taxpayers are going to have to pay for these mistakes. And it doesn't come through us at all.
I want to recognize Councilman Street wanted to make a comment. Our council wanted to say something. And the CFO, did you want to respond?
Well, I just want to say that the county invests, you know, in a lot of our investments, we have investments in equities, we have fixed income, which are bonds, we have investments in notes. There's some called midterm notes. I was just looking at some in one of our portfolios. So we do invest in notes. This is a note receivable. This is an investment. It's a 6% interest bearing note. The county's going to be doing very well in the interest at 6%. It's more than what we're earning right now on some of our other investments at 2 and 3%. But it is an investment. It's an investment. It's a note, just as some of the other notes we have. But the management will be through New Castle County. We won't be paying managers.
But it's going to the Garston Trust. That's the fundamental part here. It's going to the Garston Trust. So we don't invest in the Garston Trust.
No, this isn't.
Councilman Street.
I don't think we can have it both ways. I argue that the trust fund money should be used for its designated purpose. And the vote I cast as related to that, that was the reason I voted that way. I am pleased to hear that money's been returned to the trust and will now be used for its designated purpose as it was bequeathed to us. Now, everybody around this table knows exactly what's going on in this state and in this county. And we took a, we made a decision to vote to let them have, to let the stock exchange have the bond money. End of the day, maybe it wasn't going about in the right way, but if we don't look as to how and when we're going to participate in replacing companies and businesses that are leaving town, and one of which there was agreement that we could be optimistic and look toward the stock exchange. Now, I don't think it's fair in term operationally to say, scream and holler, all the way to having a press conference to say the Garston Trust money shouldn't have been moved. Then it's moved back, now we're dissatisfied with that. End of the day, it's an administrative function. And I'm not so sure we're not crossing the line in terms of what's our function and what's an administrative function. Now, lawyers can come in here and we can spend taxpayer money to argue about what is and what is not an administrative function. At the end of the day, what are we as a government going to do to begin the process to replace some of these jobs that are being lost? And either the stock exchange is an opportunity or it is not. Either we believe in it or we do not. But again, my argument here is that you can't have a press conference one day and say this is wrong. The administration reversed that and now that's wrong. So it's darn if I do and darn if I don't. And quite frankly, there's been poor communication between this council and the administration, and I think we're all equally responsible for trying to do what we can do as a council and as an administration to sit down and make this government operable, as opposed to pointing fingers being in these fights that do the taxpayers absolutely no good. And I'm sitting here really PO'd about the fact that that article that came out in Newsweek that said Murdertown, USA had DuPont all up and down it. As far as I was concerned at the time, Newsweek issued DuPont a challenge saying, this is your home, this is your city, what are you doing? And they said, we're leaving. And I'm more concerned about how we're going to replace that role and function and resolve the problem we have with this looking to be the murder town and the murder capital of the East Coast, as opposed to all this infighting that I think is getting to the point where it's irresponsible.
I want to recognize Council Doolin and then Diller, Patrick, and Hollins.
My concern as the attorney for this body, and Mike, I won't put you on the spot, but is that under state law, this body is vested with the authority to manage the finances of the county, and that money that is to be appropriated is to be appropriated by this body. We had a meeting where the attorneys were here and based the authority of the executive to move the money out of the Garston Trust on a resolution that did not give the county executive that authority. I don't know under what legal authority they now say that they have to put it back in the trust without council input, but I am concerned that the scheme of the state and the balance of power is for this body to be appropriating money, and I just wanted to raise that again.
If I may, one thing I've noticed in a lot of the conversation. Oh, Mike Coop, finance. Sorry.
We move on to Councilman.
Okay. Just quickly. There is, I believe, a misunderstanding with the semantics here, because I always hear the word being appropriation, and this is not an appropriation. The funds are not being spent anywhere. It's an investment, which is where all our other funds are invested. They're not being spent. They're invested. So it's not. You know, this body does have the authority on the appropriation side, as Carol's talking. But this was an investment. It's not appropriated. No one spent the money. It's invested. It's invested as a note.
Okay. Council Member Diller?
Yes. I will make a motion that Council retain Council to file an injunction to prevent the movement of funds without approval of the Newcastle County Council.
I have a motion on the table. Can you repeat the motion then?
Yes. I am making a motion that Council retain Council, COUNSEL, to file an injunction to prevent the movement of funds without the approval out of Newcastle County.
Question on the motion.
Well, we have a motion. We don't have a second.
Second.
All right. I have a motion and a second. Councilman Smiley.
Question on the motion. And that is, can you pursue an injunction to stop the movement of the funds if the funds have already been moved?
Well, I think my concern is that we're going to end up with more movement of funds.
So
I don't know that we can do anything about what's happening.
Okay, today. That's what I'm trying to clarify, because we're discussing this. So yeah, that's what I'm just trying to clarify what you're saying from this point forward.
We have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. We're in discussion of the motion.
So if I can be in discussion of the motion now, then I'll still make a statement about the rest of it afterwards.
We'll have this meeting as long as people want to have a meeting. I'm going to rely on the council board. tabling this motion on the table here.
Okay, so speaking on the motion, again, there is a rumor today that there is going to be money transferred without it coming to council. I don't know that it's true or not true, but every time I hear one of these rumors, you have to believe that there is some truth, even if it's small. The most rumor today is that the Warren and Lester Farms are going to be purchased before the vote comes to council, because we really don't have a say in that anyway. And that's another $3 million then that would have been transferred without our knowledge, if indeed that would be true.
Councilman Hollins, I'm going by the what I have on the paper here. So, did you have anything more to say?
Well, not on the motion. I think that the motion is on the floor. I have to yield to that discussion, and then I'll.
Councilman Street.
All right. Question on the motion is, how much money are you talking about appropriating?
Good question.
Okay. I can come back to that, and hopefully that can you can decide before you take the vote. Second is, I argue we've got not one, but now two lawyers. We already have very able counsel. We're the lawmakers. If in fact that's what you want to be the law, then get one of them to craft the legislation to make that the laws, and then we can go through the shenanigans of having the county executive veto it. The veto won't get overridden, and it will be back to business as usual. My point being, we're sitting here now accusing the administration of whatever folks are accusing the administration of doing with money, supposedly disenfranchising the taxpayers, and now we're going to spend money to pay outside counsel when we have not one but two lawyers on staff. That just doesn't make good sense to me.
Councilman Smiley.
Further question and discussion on the motion. I guess it's two of them. One, is the intent behind the injunction to halt the movement of county funds without council's approval while legislation is drafted and moved through the process to adjust the current code? I mean, there has to be an end to the injunction. And secondly, I'm not that well versed in that part of the law, but assuming the injunction could be gotten quicker, then this council could process legislation? Those are two questions I have.
Who are you posing the questions
to? I guess to the sponsor of the motion or council to council.
I do think an injunction could probably happen more quickly than we could pass legislation. I think that's the case. I think that when originally we talked about the ability to transfer funds, I think we originally talked about $50,000 in our original legislation that happened several years ago. I would be happy to add in excess of $50,000.
Can I ask another
question?
Yes, and I guess this is going to go to council. Can we make the adjustments that seem to be wanted here at the county level, or do we need to get state law changed somewhere to give us the authority that we're looking for?
Charles Olin, Council. What I outlined in that committee meeting was the power of county council, and what I did not see is the authority to move this money without county council, so I believe that the laws are in place. I did not get an answer to the questions. President Pro Tem Collins also asked questions, and they were never answered. Perhaps even getting the questions answered would be a start. There were some constitutional provisions that obviously would supersede state, I mean, are higher than state law. They were not answered. So I, I don't know that a law changed, but perhaps if we heard from the law department or if they answered the questions that were posed by the spotty, there might be an answer that would negate the need for taking this further. But I think, from what I'm hearing from Councilmember Diller, is she was seeking advice on whether these, independent advice on whether these movements could take place, and if not, to explore potential relief. Did I answer your question?
Not really, but I think what you're saying is no, state law doesn't need to be changed.
I don't believe so.
But they haven't responded, so it's hard to rebut their position.
Correct.
I got it.
Councilman Street.
I just think, is given the magnitude of problems and the magnitude of challenges that we have in this county at this time, even though I understand council members' anger, I understand council members' frustration, I don't think it's ever a good time for one branch of government to start suing the other branch of government. It makes us look bad as a government. On the other hand, in previous administrations, there were leadership meetings which haven't been held with this administration. It's my understanding that when during his first reign as county executive, there were leadership meetings, and I would much rather see us do that, go back to having some leadership meetings. If you got to get in the room, scream, holler, fight, throw chairs, I don't care, as opposed to going all the way to going into the court to ask the courts to essentially run this government because of our failure to be able to get along and work with each other.
All right. Any other questions or comments on the motion on the table? Yes. Councilman Weiner, then the CA. Go ahead, Councilman Weiner.
I concur with the remarks made by both Councilman Hollins and Councilman Street, but I think Councilman Street is correct. The version of the motion by Councilman Diller is not implementable, if that's a word, because the relief sought is a judicial relief, not something we can put in a motion. I would urge us to consider communications with the administration. Failing that, I would urge us to do legislation, but I don't think this motion is appropriate, legally implementable.
Mr. Guy.
Samuel Guy, Deputy CAO. In connection with this motion, recognizing that the administration really doesn't have a direct role in the motion, but what I would like to suggest, no matter what is done, is that maybe if council has a leadership team that I can meet with some of the finance people, so that we can all get an understanding factually, because what I'm listening to is there's different understandings of the facts, and maybe if we get together and have a conversation and get clarity factually and actually look at the paperwork and get to discuss what has happened, then folks will be fully informed in a way to determine and have an opinion about the legality of things. So you got to have a good set of facts, and folks get to discuss it. Then you can form an opinion. So I would recommend that under any set of circumstances at some point in time. And I'd be more than welcome if council could identify, you know, three or four people on a working group where we look at the transaction and get a factual understanding. Okay, this is what happened. This is what happened. Do we agree? Do we disagree? And get to conversate about it. but that's an offer that's extended to the legislative body if you'd like to do that. Thank you.
Councilman Hollins and Councilwoman Gutter.
No, I agree with Councilman Street that it's not a good idea to have suits going back and forth between the branches of government here until it's necessary. When it becomes necessary, then I think it makes sense. It became necessary in this government before. It's not something that I look forward to, but to Councilman Weiner's point, to the motion by Councilwoman Diller, she is seeking judiciary relief here. So the motion simply is necessary to get us to that point. The motion itself, of itself, doesn't solve anything. It just says that this council agrees to go for some judiciary relief. That's all it does. I mean, it's just part of the overall process.
Councilmember Diller.
I guess my feeling is that we did try and discuss this. I think Councilman Patrick had an economic development meeting where the county executive said he would come and have a discussion about this. It did not happen, and I guess my question is whether or not we are past the point of discussing this, and we need some way to get some relief. If I will just be appalled if we end up spending money on, say, farmland preservation without a vote of this council. Now, you know, I really think that we need to consider this a motion. You know, an amendment to the motion would be that we file an injunction to prevent the movement of funds over $50,000 without approval of the Assessor's Park Council. I wish I wasn't sitting here writing this down, but the last time, this was just, you know, we were blindsided on the Garston issue. Money was moved, now money's been returned. I mean, at what point do we find out about these things except after the fact? I think we need to be on top of this. I don't feel good about asking an attorney, you know, about paying an attorney to file an injunction. But I don't know what kind of options we have when there were multiple attempts to discuss this and it went nowhere.
Any other comments, questions? Did you want to proffer an amended motion?
I would like to proffer an amended motion that we prevent the movement of funds over $50,000 without approval of the Investment County Council. I would be adding over $50,000 to the original motion.
Okay, we have a motion on this amendment. So a second, please. Have a second.
Second.
All those in favor of the amended?
I have a question on the amendment.
All right. Well, I don't know what point we entertain a question about the amendment.
Or I want to know what the word movement means. It's important.
Okay, Councilman Weiner has a question on the original motion or your motion?
It is an amendment.
Is there a more focused or detailed description of movement that I could put in here? I mean, when I say movement, I mean you're taking funds from one account and moving them to another. That seems pretty clear to me, but if it's not clear to other people, is there something I could do to make this more clear?
Council, I think what Mr. Guy just said is adjustments do differ from appropriations, but what you all were talking about was taking money out of the account, not the temporary investment account that would require it. That this is somewhat of a complex motion. You already have a law that talks about 50 contracts over 50,000. Movement of money that's already in state law, so I think, you know, perhaps your motion would be to get an independent outside counsel on the propriety of these movements that you just talked about, and if appropriate, seek injunctive. there's been money moved out of the Garston Trust based upon a resolution that only gave authority to the CFO to invest money over to the trust. It did not give the authority to, in my opinion, to the executive to move money out of it. That was a question that wasn't answered and was posed not only by a number of people around here, including the pro temp. Then we now have the question of the money being moved out of investment and into the Garston Trust, which I understand our CFO said was part of a temporary investment. I think because there are differing legal opinions and because this is a different area of expertise, perhaps the motion would be to get independent outside counsel and recommendation of the injunctive relief that the appropriate. It was under esoteric circumstances and not knowing what the farmland is going to be or what's going to be done, it's somewhat hard to craft the legislation.
Councilman Smiley, then.
I'm going to be honest with everybody. I mean, I'm somewhat frustrated. I think I'm as fiscally responsible as anybody on the table, but, and I understand what we want to do. I have a problem supporting an injunction to stop something without a clear path forward to remedy the situation. I mean, yeah, I've been part of injunctions before to prevent employers from doing things, asking for this as relief as a part of the injunction as the path forward to resolve it. This just, it doesn't seem complete enough to me. And I'm not a lawyer by any means.
I'm going to withdraw the motion and make another motion. I'm just trying to figure this out because, trust me, if the next couple of million dollars get moved around without a review and approval of us, I mean, I don't know what else to do except request an injunction.
And if I can respond, if I'm the county executive and I've already got appraisals and everything in line, and let's use the farmland preservation, so that seems to be the underlying boogeyman in the room or whatever. And you pass legislation or you pass a motion to hire an attorney to get an injunction to prevent expenditures over $50,000 without council approval. And I believe I have a right to do that now. I'm cutting a check tomorrow and your injunction doesn't mean anything. Because you still don't have a determination as to whether you can legally do it. So.
I'd like to recognize Sam Guy and then go ahead, Mr. Guy, and Councilmember Kilpatrick and Hollins.
Yes, I don't need to reach Sam Guy, Deputy CAO. I don't need to fully restate what I offered to participate in to assist in us having a factual agreement. But I also want to just point out that the name Garston Trust that we often use, and we use a lot of these terms, everybody does, kind of loosely. Sometimes we talk about the Garston Portfolio. But there actually isn't a Garston Trust. It's just kind of what we call it. But when we say that, it kind of leaves some confusion, because when people think about trust, they think about trustees and they think about the corpus and things of that nature, when that's not what we're actually dealing with. There is not a Garston Trust. We have an investment that we've separately, I think if you guys look, I've read every piece of legislation that County Council has ever passed related to Garston funds. And a lot of times County Council calls it the Garston Portfolio. What it is, it's some money we received and we kind of account for it separately. But that's not the point. My purpose isn't to argue that point. My purpose is that it's a lot of facts that are involved that people have different viewpoints on, that once you get the facts straight, usually it becomes pretty clear what's legal, what's not legal, and then when you have the area where it is great and you can argue about it and address it. And so I'm just reiterating the offer that if you have a working group, I'd be more than happy to engage with that working group so we can all find out what factual things we agree with and then figure out whether or not there really is a legal issue, which we don't believe, the administration doesn't believe that there's a legal issue, but I'm open-minded and willing to facilitate having those sets of conversations so that we can get the facts straight and then we can look at the law that applies to those facts. And when you make an extend an offer like that, at least it's a good faith effort. So at some point in time, if we end up in front of a judge would ask, well, has that effort been made? So I want us both to have the benefits of making that effort to do that. It's in both of our interests. If the legislative branch is going to sue the executive branch and go to a judge, usually judges don't want to get involved in it normally, but maybe they will get involved in it. But if we figure out our facts, figure out what's the truth, what's not, that's usually your best starting point, to call it facts first. So I'll personally be willing to facilitate that if you have a working group. If not, that's fine as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
I've got to thank you, Mr. Scott. I've got a bunch of people want to comment. Council Member Kilpatrick.
Okay, thank you.
And Holland Street Liner and Filler.
Okay, first of all, let me remind you that I have a resolution that we defined for temporary investments, and that was vetoed. So we obviously do not have the finished work definition of what temporary investment is. We, at one point, voted on the Garston Trust, and we, as a council, were pretty unanimous about that. The county executive tried the next day to overturn our votes. He called almost all of us. He called almost all of us and asked us to overturn our vote. Some of us happened to be in the building. We got called up to the office. We were in the office for a good hour and a half or so with six other people trying to make us change our votes. If he did not feel that he needed council's permission to move that money from the Garston Trust, why did he think that he needed to have our votes changed? He obviously didn't care whether we changed our votes, whether we didn't change our votes, because in the end, he just did what he wanted to do. When you talk about moving this money around, this is not moving money from one investment to another. This note, this 6% note, is a loan. So we now have a $3 million loan against our reserves. We had it against Garston Trust. We flipped the reserves money to that. That loan is against the reserves. We may make a boatload of money on that in the end. We may lose it. We have no idea. This is a crapshoot, basically. And going back to something that Councilman Street said, that we really need to do something about economic development. Yes, we do. And again, I held an economic development meeting, and I said that one of the things that I would like to see is that we have a practice in place about how we as a council, as a county, would help financially or whatever else needed to be done in order to draw businesses to this area. We need to become a business-friendly community. That is not the perception out there. The bond money that we voted on in July was conduit bonding. That was not bond money that we give them as a loan. That was a way for them to go and get their own bonding that they ultimately would be responsible for. So I just think those are four different things that we've been throwing around that maybe needed a little clarification.
Thank you. Councilman Holmes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm going to try to stick with what the Deputy CEO talked about, and that is the facts of the matter. Everyone around this table know that I sponsor the legislation for the Delaware Board of Trade. I don't know if everyone knows how hard I had to work in my office to get it done in a timely fashion before we actually took the recess for the summer, but it wasn't an easy task at all. Took a lot of research to get it done. We were told over and over and over again from the very beginning by a number of members of this council who asked the question before the meeting and during the meeting over and over and over again, will there be any county dollars in this particular transaction? We were told over and over again it would not be. Those are the facts. That's what the record would prevail. I did it because I'm equally concerned as anyone else around this table about economic development, job creation. As fact of the matter is, I'm the only council person that I know that went before the Chamber of Commerce after that legislation was adopted, had meetings with the Chamber of Commerce, had meetings with member banks there who had pledged to support the Delaware Board of Trade, had two or three different meetings with the people in the city of Wilmington who controls the city's purse strings to try to make certain that we were bringing people on board to help with the investment of the Delaware Board of Trade, setting on a meeting with the principals. When at that meeting, I think a couple other council members were there, they were asked, would they be willing to come forward and put their personal monies into investing in the Delaware Board of Trade? They said they would look into it. They decided not to do it. We were also told at that meeting that one of the people on the Rolodex as an advisor was a 5% owner of the Delaware Board of Trade. That turned out to be not the case. So I think that this council has worked in very good faith in terms of what we were presented and what we were trying to do and what I was involved with even beyond what was discussed in this meeting in trying to get the Delaware Board of Trade up and running. When the questions were asked about moving the money from the Garston Fund, or however you want to call it, those questions were ignored. Those questions came from council to council about what the original resolution really meant. Those questions were never asked, and they have not been asked till this day. When we were told that nothing would happen without council's approval, we were told that as a matter of fact. So I'm not accusing this administration. I'm dealing with the facts. These are the things that have happened. So if the money was moved without council's approval, the money is being replaced without council's approval, those are the facts. In my personal opinion, yes, I am offended by it. To me, it equates to money laundering. You move the money out of the Garston Trust without the approval of the county council, you put it back into the Garston Trust without the Garston Fund, without the approval of the county council. To me, that's money laundering. So if you can get away with that, if that's legal, then you get away with that. But how long is county council going to say this is okay? It's not accusing this administration of doing nothing other than what this administration has done to date. I'm not saying anything at all that has not occurred. My question is, how long are we going to continue to allow these movements to happen without any challenge, us having no authority whatsoever when millions of dollars are being moved? Whether it's legal or not, that question has not been answered. I think it should be answered. It has not been answered. And it's been said around this table before, as I said at our last meeting. Whenever something is vetoed in this county, it goes without saying it would not be overridden. That is a fact. There has not been a single item that has been vetoed and brought back, even when there's unanimous support for a piece of legislation. You can never get through the supermajority to override. So this is the atmosphere that we are working in. So how much power does the county executive take unilaterally when he says one thing to this body and does quite the other, and he's doing it with millions of dollars every time? So in my opinion, I'm just as frustrated as the most frustrated person around this table to those that are frustrated by this and trying to figure out, then what do we do? If we do nothing, then we do nothing. Then the money will continue to go the way it's going. So you're right. I mean, the farmland could be next. The legislation was withdrawn. I guess let's assume at this point in time, legislation is not necessary. Again, it's only $3 million. So I think that if you want to talk about the facts, I'm willing to talk about the facts. But to suggest that somehow I'm looking for a fight or I don't want to get along with this administration It just seems to me that the county executive is going out of his way to do exactly what he wants to do unilaterally, as if the 13 of us don't even exist.
Okay, Councilman Street, Councilman Minor, Councilman Dillon, Councilman Smiley. Mayor, I think we're kind of getting into the meat of the matter of the resolution or the motion.
Well, my feelings hurt because apparently a bunch of y'all got called. I voted no, and I didn't get called. So, you know, I guess I'm still the Rodney Dangerfield of this council. In the instant matter, you're going to go run in the courthouse. What do we want the judge to do? We're mad because he took it out. We're mad because he put it back. Here's a fact. Somebody loaned somebody $3 million. What's the penalty now for trying to withdraw or recall that loan? What happens there? At the end of the day, if you're going to go running in the courthouse for relief, what do you want the judge to do? Beat him? Lock him up? Put him out of office? What is it we want done? And in the absence of specific relief that we're requesting, we've wasted an hour.
All right, Councilman Weiner, Councilman Cranbiller, and then Councilman
Cranbiller. Yes, if I'm not here, it's a no vote, right? See y'all later.
I would like to defer to Councilwoman Diller, and then I'll speak in favor.
Councilwoman Diller?
Yes, thank you. I will be tabling this until the executive session to give me time to talk to folks and try and put things together for a motion that I will bring forward sometime after 4 o'clock.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. I have Councilman Smiley, then you, Bob.
I just want to clarify. Bob was first, but I just want to clarify while we're on the record.
No, and
that it's executive committee, not session.
Right.
I don't want it on the record that
thank
we're
you.
Going to do it out of the public
thank
eye.
You.
That's
Councilman
all. Weiner. And I don't need another comment.
Councilman
Weiner.
Thank you. Remarks I'm going to make now are different than it would have been had Councilwoman Diller not tabled the motion. What I was going to say is consistent with her table, and that is that from a legal perspective, and I know I'm a lawyer, but I'm not advising this body, it was ill-advised to proceed forward with the version of the motion. We received excellent advice from our counsel to counsel. The tabling and the language it followed was consistent with the advice we received from counsel to counsel. And I'm pleased that the motion was tabled so that we could amend it to be consistent with that advice. But I heard our counsel, and it's a matter of record, state that this issue should be carefully researched rather than shooting and then aiming. We should aim first and then shoot. And therefore, you know, research should be done on the remedies. And at the same time, simultaneously, we can certainly. And I would encourage us to talk with the administration. We don't need to do one and then the other. We can follow both courses of action at the same time. As far as my concern about the allocation of funding, I wanted to support Councilman Holland's motion for the 15,000, but at the time I went not voting. I was the only member of council that did, and I stated clearly in the record, it's not that I'm for or against. It's simply that there are legal questions that haven't been answered that I have. And I felt obligated personally to get those answers. I haven't gotten them. So if we proceed in a legal fashion, following our counsel to counsel, you know, I would love to support that approach, but I can't simply, to use a metaphor, shoot the gun and then aim.
All right, we're going to move along. I guess just one comment I'm going to make. If we're going to perform our function of financial oversight, we better figure out how we're going to really effectively do that. Because I think
we're
failing miserably. Doing a very good job right now. I just want to basically agree with a lot of what Councilman Holland said. Our county auditor, very quickly, then I want to move along.
Yeah, Wasabac County Auditor. I just wanted to say for the record that at the time of the original transaction, the Hominick Orson portfolio, whatever they call it, I submitted questions to the law department also that were not answered. Hopefully, we're going to do a fact finding. Those will be answered also.
Okay. We're going to move along under expense revenue roundtable. Anything for expense revenue roundtable? Moving on to other. Anything on the other?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Under other, Sam Guy, Deputy CAO, I did not get an answer to the offer, so if at some future time you determine that you'd like to do what I recommended as a way to get to the facts, just send me an email.
I would say, Deputy CAO, I appreciate the offer. I can tell you that Councilman Smiley and I, as co-chair of finance, we had a meeting today with the county CFO. We're always willing to dialogue about our county finances, and what I appreciate you putting that on the record. Under public comments, anything for the public? Okay, go for adjournment. Do I have a motion?
Motion adjourned.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? This meeting of the Administrative Finance Committee is adjourned.